Happy Birthday, Mr. President is a production of Big Four Enterprises, copyright 2020. I'm your host, Jeff Myers.
And I'm your co-host, Carissa Slate.
Our creative director is Shelby Myers, and our senior writer is Evan Myers. This is Happy Birthday, Mr. President. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather. Oh, wait, that's pregame. Sorry, we can't do that. Carissa!
Dad!
It is the 163rd birthday of William Howard Taft, born September 15th, 1857 in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes, yep. My favorite.
27th president of the United States. And yeah, like I said, I've got a favorite president. Uh-huh. Is William Howard Taft your favorite president?
He might be, but I don't know that yet. I can't make that decision yet because I really don't know much about him.
Let's dive into it. Taft, or should
Bill.
It, Bill
he
Taft?
Went by Bill, I'm
Bill.
Sure.
Okay, well, on Happy Birthday, Mr. President, the podcast, we'll call him Bill because we are on a first name with basis with all of our presidents. His father was Alfonso Taft.
Okay, and, so now I have to tell you something funny. I'm sorry. I have to cut you off. So the only thing I know about Bill is that he was very large and in charge and got stuck in a bathtub, I'm sure, as most people know. But yes. So when I'm reading your show notes upside down, I see the word father, and my head in my brain, I read fathead. So that's what I was looking at your show notes before we started.
Okay, well, that doesn't say fathead.
No, it says but father very clearly.
It could. His dad was Alfonso Taft. Now, for our listeners that are in Ohio, especially the Cincinnati area, the Taft name is very well known. And in fact, Alfonso Taft served as Secretary of War under President Ulysses S. Grant.
Okay.
So William was born into a very political family, and, mm-hmm. and actually his political legacy continues on. So Will's mother was named Louise, and she said about him, "He is very large of his age, and he grows fat every day."
No, really? That's awesome.
She said that. Oh my gosh. So yeah,
he was a fathead.
He was a big boy from a very early age. When he was growing up, baseball was his favorite sport,
mm-hmm.
and he did a lot of swimming in the summer.
Okay.
Now, did he swim or did he float? But he was an excellent student in school. He graduated second in his high school class.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why he wasn't the valedictorian. But one little known thing about William Howard Taft is he was a very good dancer.
Oh, was he?
So we'll do a little salsa music here. Maybe a little bit of tango.
What kind of dance did he do?
I think he did the tango because I'm playing that music.
Cotton
right
Eye
now.
Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe. Yeah, he might have done a little bit of Cotton Eye Joe. William Howard Taft, the dancer.
That's funny.
Yeah, that should be a Broadway musical.
It should. That might beat out Hamilton.
Tap dancing with William Howard Taft. After he got out of high school, he attended Yale University. And he was in a heavyweight wrestling champion at Yale University. Now, it was intramurals, so it wasn't varsity wrestling, but mm-hmm. yeah, he was a wrestling champ. So I would imagine.
A wrestler, a dancer.
Guess what weight class?
A heavyweight.
Heavyweight, yes. It was heavyweight.
He was just kind of a jack of all trades when it came to sports, huh?
Imagine that. Yeah. For a guy as big as he was pretty.
Swimmer, baseball, dancer, wrestler.
He golfed.
He was a president.
he graduated from Yale University in 1878, second in his class.
Oh,
what an underachiever. He just can't quite get over the hump there.
I heard on a podcast the other day that they've done studies in the Olympics, and they look at the happiness of the athletes
mm-hmm.
who win bronze, silver, and gold, and the most unhappy person is the silver medalist.
Unhappy, really.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because they were just this close. It's just that close.
Oh.
So I bet he felt that way.
Maybe he did. He went to, after Yale, he went to the University of Cincinnati Law School and graduated from there in 1880. Now, he met a girl. Her name was Helen Nellie Heron. She went by Nellie. Helen mm-hmm. Heron. Helen was kind of a little bit of a hellraiser.
Was she?
Because she liked to go to the German beer halls in Cincinnati.
Ooh.
She loved music, and she started smoking cigarettes in these beer halls and everything. And Will was smitten with her, mm-hmm. and he actually proposed to her twice, and she said no. She rejected his first two proposals were rejected. But they did eventually get married. Mm-hmm. They got married on June 19th, 1886 in Cincinnati, Ohio, when he was 28. And they had three children, Robert, Helen, and Charles.
Okay.
And we'll hear a little bit more about their children in a minute.
In the future.
In the near future, yeah.
2 minutes and 32 seconds.
Well, his political career for Will Taft, his ultimate career goal from the very early age is he wanted to be on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that he wanted to do that. As early as it was 1887, when he was 30 years old, he says, I want to be on the U.S. Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And that was his objective. But, of course, you can't just, like, jump into that. So he was a prosecutor of Hamilton County, Ohio. He was an IRS collector.
That's a fun job.
President Chester Arthur appointed him an IRS collector when he was 25 years old.
Oh.
That's kind of a sucky job. He was a Cincinnati Superior Court judge, and President Benjamin Harrison, our mm-hmm. Indiana president, appointed him 6th U.S. Circuit Court judge. So he was, you know, he was a lawyer was a judge. Now, came 1901, President William McKinley said, Will, would you be the Governor General of the Philippines? So he went to the Philippines.
Okay.
And, Governor General over there. So
yeah.
I didn't even realize we had a governor in the Philippines.
Yeah. It's interesting.
And then President Theodore Roosevelt had him, appointed him as Secretary of War.
Okay.
So he was the Secretary of War during the Roosevelt administration from 1904 to 1908. So obviously he, was well connected in politics.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's a good story. This is a story about President Roosevelt. Now, President Roosevelt said one time he felt like he was in a trance. He said, this is Theodore Roosevelt speaking. I see a man of 350 pounds. There is something hanging over his head. I can not make out what it is. It's hanging by a single thread. At one time it looks like the presidency. Then again it looks like the chief justiceship.
Oh.
So Theodore Roosevelt had this dream, this premonition. Now, Nellie, Will's wife, wanted him to be president, but as we know, Will wanted to be the Chief Justice. So.
Yeah.
But isn't that interesting about Theodore Roosevelt?
That is very interesting.
Yes. And,
had a little psychic tendencies,
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Now, I mentioned their kids. So, Taft's oldest son, Robert, he was an Ohio senator in the 1950s,
mm-hmm.
and his son, Charles, served as mayor of Cincinnati in the 1950s. Will Taft's grandson, Robert Jr., was an Ohio senator in the 1970s. And his great-grandson, Robert III, served as governor of Ohio from 1999 to 2007.
Oh, wow.
So the Taft family has a very long legacy in Ohio politics.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Our listeners in the Ohio area
will
definitely recognize the Taft name, so...
Interesting.
Pretty interesting family there of politicians.
Yeah, it is. Gosh.
It came the election of 1908,
mm-hmm.
and that is the year that William Howard Taft was elected president, and he defeated William Jennings Bryan with 52% of the popular vote.
Okay.
And Will served one term from March 4th, 1909 to March 4th, 1913. And he was 52 years old when he entered office.
Okay.
So that's how old Will Taft was.
Seems just very young.
It does.
It does and it doesn't. I don't know. Maybe it's because of our current
situation. Current situation, we have a couple of very old candidates.
Geriatric.
Yes. Well, During his term, Nelly suffered a stroke while they were sailing on the presidential yacht, which left her speechless. She was unable to speak. That was something bad. And it was also the Panama Canal was completed during Taft's term. Then came the election of 1912. Now, this is pretty interesting because Theodore Roosevelt and Will Taft were actually pretty decent friends.
Yeah.
But because Roosevelt was the president before Taft.
Right.
And everybody thought that Taft would continue Teddy's policies. Well, Will kind of steered away from them and it caused a rift. So the election of 1912 came and Teddy Roosevelt said, I'm running for president again.
Oh.
And he was a candidate of what was called the Bull Moose Party.
Okay.
And, well, what that did is it split the votes.
Yep.
And Woodrow Wilson won the election with 42% of the votes. Teddy Roosevelt got 27% and Taft got 23%.
Oh.
So that made William Howard Taft the only incumbent president to get the fewest popular votes seeking re-election.
Oh, that's crazy.
So it's a little embarrassing.
That's really embarrassing.
It is a little bit. Well, it's that time of our show. A little bit of true false for you.
Okay.
So, and we always have to wait for the pause. All right, there we go. Okay, so I've got some true or false questions here for you, Carissa. And you're going to, if you get it right, of course, you're going to hear the buzzer here if it ever comes up. Yeah. There we go. That's a correct answer.
Right.
And that's a wrong answer.
All right, I'm okay. Ready. All right. These are true or false?
These are true or false. Okay. I actually got a lot of them.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, so
I'm ready.
This is a little bit of a long game. All right, here we go. True or false? William Howard Taft was the first president of the United States to preside over the 48 contiguous states.
True.
Yes, that is true. Arizona and New Mexico were admitted to the Union during his term, so then that made all the contiguous United States.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Number two. William Howard Taft pitched a no-hit baseball game when he was in high school.
False.
That's,
oh,
that
really?
Yeah, that is false. But
I was right. Okay.
Yeah, you were correct. But he was the first president of the United States to inaugurate a new baseball season by throwing the first pitch.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I'm sure that was back during the time of like Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb and Lou Gehrig. And so, yeah, so there was President Taft throwing out the first pitch. All right. Now, this is a question. I think this is a softball. Taft got stuck in the White House bathtub. True or false?
True.
Yeah, that's true. Well, of course we know that. Because he was the heaviest president and he weighed over 330 pounds. Now, let's think about this for a second. So you're the president of the United States and you're taking a bath. And
oh, God, so
you get stuck. What do you do?
What do you do? I don't know.
I mean,
I'm sure he struggled for a while.
How long was he stuck in the bathtub? And then, Wilson, get in here. I'm stuck in the bathtub. That's horrible.
Help.
So I don't know. I don't know how to get
out. I think I would give myself probably 2 hours to try. And then after 2 hours, I'd be like, all right, this is happening.
Well, I'm sure there's some record of it. So, all right. Yeah, he did get stuck in the bathtub. Okay.
Who helped him out? Do we know who helped him out?
I don't know. I
think there's rumors. It's like, rumored that they used a crane.
Crane. Well, we do know that he, after he got stuck, he had a custom-made bathtub
built. I'm sure he did.
Yeah, so he got out of that. All right. Question number four. William Howard Taft liked to eat so much that he took the oath of office not on the Bible, but on an IHOP menu.
That's false.
yeah, that's false.
IHOP menu.
He did like to eat a lot, and he did burp and fart quite a bit.
Oh, I bet. You would have got me if you would have said he took his oath of office while eating a snack or something like that.
Okay, next, let's see. One, two, three. Okay, number five. William Howard Taft lost 80 pounds after leaving the White House.
I bet that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
He
actually consulted with a doctor, and he kept a food journal, and he rode a horse for exercise.
Good for him.
And he also walked 3 miles every day. So he weighed 350 pounds when he was in the White House, but he got all the way down to 255 pounds.
Wow.
So it's reported that even back then, he was doing pretty much some very modern diet techniques and everything, because he was very concerned about his weight, obviously.
Huh. It was after the bathtub. He was traumatized.
He's traumatized. Okay. William Howard Taft kept a cow on the lawn of the White House to provide fresh milk.
That's true.
Yes, it is true.
And didn't it get lost?
It got lost?
Yes, the cow got lost. The dairy cow, it was somewhere. Let me see. Okay, so a dairy expo. It was a dairy expo, and it was the cow was a gift from a Wisconsin senator, and it somehow got lost at one point. And so they spent 2 days searching for this lost cow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
They lost the cow at the
White
House.
They lost the cow.
Where did they find it?
Was he
swimming in the Potomac?
The cow was discovered 2 days later in a Chicago stockyard.
Chicago stockyard?
Where she just barely avoided getting slaughtered. So let me see.
They must have put it on a train.
It was on a train.
Okay. That makes sense. So that's kind of like a happy ending.
Yeah. The name was Pauline. Oh. No, that was the train car's name. I don't know the cow's name.
All right, well, here's our last true-false question. William Howard Taft is one of two presidents buried at Arlington National Cemetery.
True.
Yes, that's true. He is buried there, and of course, John F. Kennedy is the other. I've actually visited William Howard Taft's gravesite.
At
Arlington National Cemetery. So, Chris, a very good job there on true-false. I think you got all of them right.
I think I did, too. Okay, I've got one for you.
Oh, you've got one for me.
Yes.
Okay.
True or false? William Taft was the last president to have a handlebar mustache.
Ooh. I'm going to have to say true.
That's true.
Oh, good.
He was actually the last president to have any sort of facial hair.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
I know.
That is a very interesting fact. So he took the whole handlebar mustache and facial hair with him when he left the office.
Everybody was like, I'm not going to be able to rock it as good as Taft. Wow. Not even going to try.
That's very interesting.
I know.
Well, after he left the White House, he went to Yale University and he taught for 8 years.
Okay.
And his wife, Nellie, she was the one that had the idea for the Japanese cherry trees that are planted around the tidal basin in Washington, D.C.,
that's
flower.
Cool.
So that was Nellie Taft's doing, was putting the cherry trees there. So he also attended the dedication of the Lincoln Memorial on May 30th, 1922, which was attended by Robert Todd Lincoln,
Abraham Lincoln's
son. And then when he was 64 years old, President Warren G. Harding appointed William Howard Taft as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. So he finally achieved
reached his goal,
and he served from 1921 to 1930. William Howard Taft is the only president of the United States to later serve on the Supreme Court and become Chief Justice.
Very cool. Yes. He was more proud of that than his presidency.
He definitely was. Mm-hmm. Yes. In fact, one of the things that he really pushed for was the construction of a Supreme Court building because they were meeting in the Capitol. The Supreme Court met in the Capitol. But it didn't get completed until 1935, which is after Taft had died.
Oh.
But William Howard Taft was the one that really, pushed for that.
Yeah.
So. He did resign from the Supreme Court in 1930 because he was too sick and too weak to work. And now you're a doctor, right?
Yes.
So, well, he had high blood pressure, heart disease, and other ailments. And do you think that he probably was a little bit traumatized by the bathtub?
But he lost the weight, so you would think that would help. But then, high stress jobs.
Yeah. It was a high stress job.
Yeah.
He died on March 8th, 1930, in Washington, D.C., at age 72. And his wife, Nellie, died May 22nd, 1943, at age 82. So she lived for, a good 13 years after him. And so it is the 163rd birthday of William Howard Taft.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Well, thank you all so much for listening, and we hope you will join us for our next episode as we celebrate the next birthday of another president of the United States.